That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 20th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is kith, spelled K-I-T-H. Kith is a noun. It's an old-fashioned term that refers to familiar friends, neighbors, or relatives. It's often used in the phrase kith and kin, which means friends and relatives. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Lincoln Journal Star by Lynn Ireland. The gathering of our kith and kin usually bears the promise of festive feasting, but it's the process, cooking together, that's almost better than the results. Learning and laughing across generations is surely the sweetest dish of all. If you'd used the word kith 1,000 years ago, you might have been referring to knowledge, or to a homeland, or possibly to your neighbors and acquaintances. While those first two meanings of kith have long since fallen out of use, the word endures with a meaning very close to that neighbors and acquaintances one. Today, kith appears almost exclusively in the phrase kith and kin, meaning friends and relatives. Kin, another ancient word, can also refer independently to relatives. Occasionally, you will see kith and kin used to refer only to family members, much to the chagrin of those who despise redundancy in language. If you wish to avoid redundancy charges, you'll be sure to include friends as well as family among your kith and kin. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.